Before the women of rock, there were the women of rockabilly. Wanda Jackson was storming stages with attitude, aggressive guitar, and power vocals back in the 1950s. Today, at age 64, Wanda Jackson is enjoying a resurgence in popularity. She's touring again, and young musicians have recorded some of her tunes for a new tribute album. Wanda Jackson is one of four rockabilly women featured in Welcome to the Club, a PBS documentary that starts tonight. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the story of the return of Wanda Jackson.
Back in the 1950s, most white girl pop singers sounded like this.
I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would.
But Wanda Jackson's sound might as well have come from another planet.
I never kissed a bear. Kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. We're sending to the store. Let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight.
It's one of those voices that makes your blood pressure go up because it's got so much energy in it.
Polly George Warren writes about women's rock history.
Women were supposed to, just like they were supposed to look pretty on stage, they were supposed to sound pretty.
Honky Tonky Joe is knocking at the door. Bring him in and fill him up and send him on the floor. Let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. We're sending to the store. Buy some more. Let's have a party tonight.
I was kind of ahead of my time.
Have a party tonight.
One of the first things that I did for girls in country music, I got them out of cowboy boots and cowboy hats and full skirts and all that stuff. I never was comfortable in that. I knew I didn't look good in it, and I didn't like that image. So
on stage, Wanda Jackson wore tight skirts, spaghetti straps, red lipstick, and dangling earrings, and her moves were more wicked than her look. Rob Miller runs Bloodshot Records. He's putting together a Wanda Jackson tribute album.
Oh, she was a knockout. big black hair. She was quite a striking figure. She was singing her own material. She was up there kicking ass, and she really took the audience by the throat.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, there's a riot.
You know, it's really so funny in retrospect.
Wanda Jackson in the age of Britney Spears.
These days, I certainly wouldn't be called a rebel. I always just wanted to do things my way.
I like a lot of loving, like a lot of kissing. You ain't a kid. None, you don't know what you're missing. My love, baby, will always be true.
Wanda Jackson's music simmered with sex. She mixed the sounds of country, honky-tonk, and R&B. As a teenager, she had her own radio show in Oklahoma City. She was on her second record contract by the time she graduated from high school, and she was helping her parents manage her career. At the time, she was opening for rockabilly's biggest names.
I think I was the first girl to sing I Know Rockabilly, and that was due to my relationship with Elvis.
Jackson met Elvis Presley on tour in 1955.
We were good friends. We dated what we could, you know, when being on tour. And, of course, his home was in Memphis, and I lived in Oklahoma City. So other than on tour, we didn't really see each other. He gave me his ring, and I wore it around my neck, and he's just the one that encouraged me to try, because we could all see what was happening with his music. I mean, it was fresh and new, and it was my generation's music.
I've been to Nagasaki, Hiroshima too, the same I did to them, baby, I can do to you, cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top. Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama. And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop.
Fujiyama Mama was a hit in Japan. Jackson was wildly popular there and in Europe. But her act raised eyebrows in this country. Her decision to tour with a black piano player caused trouble and may have cost her some gigs. Jackson's rock sales tumbled in the early 1960s. She moved back to country music and scored at least two hits. But she says her life on the road didn't satisfy her anymore.
All of my girlfriends were already married, had their homes established, and seemed to be happy. And here I was, you know, just traveling around the world and not in one place long enough to even get acquainted with anyone, really, much less to date them.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you.
Kind of a melancholy thought. I thought, boy, you know, if I meet the right guy, this is the way I'm going to feel. I'm going to be with him right or wrong, regardless of what circumstances or what anybody says. And then sure enough, the year that that song came out, I met Wendell Goodman, the man I married 6 months later, and we've been married 40 years now.
Things weren't easy for the couple at the beginning. They went through a decade they called deeply difficult. Reportedly, there were problems with alcohol. They emerged as born-again Christians. Jackson confined her singing to church for a while. She signed with a gospel label but left when they wouldn't let her sing both gospel and rockabilly. In the 1990s, she came to believe the secular stage needed her to prove a woman could rock out and still be a lady.
I wouldn't want to get up on stage and have a beer in my hand or something, you know? And I would want my dress to look proper for the age lady that I am. I can't wear fringe miniskirts anymore.
Wanda Jackson joined singer Rosie Flores on the album Rockabilly Philly and the subsequent tour in 1996.
Rock a little angel, thank the Lord above. Rock a little angel for a thing called love. Rock a little angel, gonna rock him up to heaven tonight.
Rosie Flores is credited with rediscovering Jackson. Flores is touring right now, but she called in from Kansas City to say working with Jackson was a dream come true.
To be able to look over at her and she's winking at me or something, and she's so supportive. If I go to take a guitar solo, she's right there with me, snapping her fingers and saying, come on, Rosie, kick it off.
The thing that's exciting for me is, at my age, to see the young adults and even some teenagers in audiences really digging the things that I do.
Wanda Jackson fans today are alternative country cowboys, underground hipsters, and riot girls. They're exploring her catalog and covering her songs.
Here I go spinning down, down, down. My mind is a blank. My head is a spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love.
The Asylum Street Spankers recorded their version of Funnel of Love for the upcoming Wanda Jackson tribute album.
Here I go falling down, down, down. My mind is a blank. My head is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love.
Over the weekend, Jackson played in Silver Springs, Florida. This week, she's performing in Seattle and Portland and then Vancouver. After that, says Wanda Jackson, the world. Neda Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.